Okay, good morning. Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Zayin. We're starting towards the bottom of Mem Vav Amud Bet. So we're still busy discussing over here whether Kesef Oseh Chalifin or not. That's our big question. Can we do Chalifin with money? We also saw Machloka between Rav Sheshet and Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says it has to be a Kli Dafka for money. Rav Sheshet can be anything for Kli for Chalifin. Rav Sheshet said it can be anything for Chalifin. So the Gemara asks if you have Tnan. We also Kashav from Kora Metaltlin Konin Zedze. All Metaltlin, says a bright Tanakama, any Metaltlin, any movables can acquire one for the other. In other words, that seems to be like Rav Sheshet. Right? Says that has to be a Kli Dafka, correct? I didn't get my dedication for the ship. Dedicated to Shilim Nishmat, everybody died in this war. To Chayalim, to civilians, all the Ptsuim. Chatufim mentioned Matan Shachar Ben Enat, the survivor of the Paris tank. We should have Besorot Tovot, Yeshuv, and Nechamot. Okay. So, Sivamer Shlakish. Va'afilu kis malei ma'ot, bekis malei ma'ot. So, yeah, this seems like a wild one. This is a kasha over here on. They're trying to prove that kesef can do chalifin. Mishnah, and Rosh Rashi says that in this, when it says kol ha-metaltlin, even a purse full of money can acquire a purse full of money. Let's look at Rashi at the bottom. It's in the very very wide lines of Rashi, the third very wide line towards the end of the line. V'afilu kis malei ma'ot v'al korchach b'chalifin. So the Rashi we're speaking here, you have to say we're speaking about chalifin over here. Dibatra damim, people we're talking about in a financial transaction, so it's certain, he says, ma'ot lo kanu, money doesn't buy money. So shma mina matbea nase chalifin, v'niknev chalifin. Actually, from here we can see, based on Reish Lakish, that if money can do a transaction for money, that iskat chalifin, that money can be used, that you can do iskat chalifin with money. That's the kasha. So go on to the tirgim, Rav Acha answered. Rav Acha says, no, that's not the case. And he explained it when it says Tirgum Rav Acha explained what this bright was speaking of. It said, Afilu kis malei ma'ot, kis malei ma'ot. And any, we're talking over here, one of the coins you're speaking about. Vachal dinar anka ve'anigra, echad shepesalto ma'ot ve'echad shepesalto medina. So we're talking about two types of coins that have been taken out of circulation. The one by the king and the one by the country or the state. With that, there's two different types of psuls over here, of taking things out of circulation. Right? And what does that mean? What's the Rashi over here? Now, once the money is taken out of circulation, that money is no longer money. It's just like any other metal clean. It becomes a collector's piece. Right? It's got zero value of money. You can't use for money anymore, so it's like anything. Right? So there, Machnik was that Anikon. The kiss malay shall dinar in Anigra. So what is the difference between this Anikon and this Enigra? So he says, the one the king rushes of Yahamelech Kazar Shlo Yotziu. He says, the king said you can't use it. But look at Rashi, Uvene Medina Lokhinoto Behatzna. But the locals still use it secretly. So the king, let's have an example, I don't know, was a Greek coin and the Persians are taking over the place, and the Persians don't want that coin in circulation that they got the Greek. The Roman, the emperor's, the Greek emperor's face on it, but the locals still use it. And between them, it's accepted currency. Ve'echad mehem pesato medina, and the other one was locally taken out of circulation. B'nei medina sanu, the locals hated. It's a new king now. They said the Persians took over a country. They brought in their coin. The locals, the Greeks, can't stand using a coin with the Roman emperor's face on it. The king didn't say it. And the king, let's say, the Roman Empire, the Holy Roman Empire, right? Was what does he always say, that historian? He says it wasn't an empire and it wasn't holy, right? But he says that if this is the Roman Empire, so they got a Achashverosh, Mihoduvat Kush, right? So 127 countries can use it, but there's one country that didn't like that, the Achashverosh took over them. So they don't want to use it, but it's a good coin. So it depends. Either it could be the king doesn't want you to use it, but the locals want to use it, or the king says use it and the locals don't want to use it. But whatever the case is, they were puzzled, and that's what he's speaking about. So the question is, v'tzricha, and we need to learn the din with regard to both these types of coins. Why? it was just a coin that the king had ruled, you know, no longer currency. Mishum delo sagi klal. So now it seems to be that that's why that's not called a coin, because you can't use it at all, because the king won't allow it. In a way, he uses it. But if it was a local decision that they decided to boycott that coin, but you could use it in next door country, you would say, wait a second, then it's still a coin. That's called money. It's not called metaltelin. And then you say you can't use that coin. We just learned about the coin, which was a locally boycotted coin. We'd say there, that coin you are going to use in that state, neither publicly or privately, because they all hate it. But what the king said was pasul, which you could still use locally. In other words, like if the Romans took over the Persian country, the Persians might not want to. The Persians want to carry on using their Persian coin. The king said you can't use it, but the Persians are using it. So that's called a coin. Because the local guys are still using that coin from the previous king. And then you're not to use that coin, says the Gemara Tricha. That's where you learn that both. Doesn't make a difference. If it's a locally boycotted coin or a nationally boycotted coin, once somebody has boycotted that coin, so that coin's out of circulation, it's called metaltelin. Therefore, it's not called money, and therefore you can do a iskat chalifim with it, because it's metaltelin for those purposes. Okay? So that's really was the idea. So we haven't proved, able to be proved yet that you can do iskat chalifim with regard to money. Therefore, now we move on to a different type of concept over here. We're still living in the world of chalifin. Okay, but it's a strange type of chalifin. So the Gemara brings a din over here. We're going to see a machloket amoraim in Rav Huna. Two versions of Rav Huna. This is version one. Amar Rabba. In the name of Amar Rav Huna. If a person says to a friend of his, Mechorli Ba'elu. What does he mean, Mechorli Ba'elu? He wants to buy something. Right? And he says he's holding money. Look at Rashi over here. Achaz B'yad Omar. The guy's holding money in his hand. V'amar Rav, he says to his friend, Mechorli Chefet Shecha Ba'elu She'biyadi. I'm holding a bunch of money in my hand. Sell me your bicycle. Okay? Sell me your bicycle. V'lo Hikpid Lishol Kamehem. And the guy who's got the bicycle never bothered him to ask you, how much have you got? How much is it? He shows him a bunch of money. He says, sell me your bicycle. He says, well, how much have you got in your hand? Doesn't ask him that. And he takes the money without asking how much money it is, right? Kana, what is it, Rav Huna over here? Rabbi says, Kana. Lokeach achez malalu v'ein echad b'yem yachol achzor. So he says, give me, I want to buy your bike. The guy with this money in my hand, he takes the money from him, doesn't even bother asking how much it was. The moment he took the money, done deal. You can't put out of the deal. Neither put out of the deal. However, look what he adds on here at the end. The yesh alav ona'a. What does it mean, yesh alav ona'a? Ona'a, we know, right? If the transaction was, if there was more than a shtut, or shtut, or more than a shtut difference, so it's a mekach taut. And you could unravel the deal. So look at Rashi. Im ein b'mal k'day d'mei ha'chefet she'pachato shtut. In other words, the bicycle is worth, I don't know, 1,000 shekels. It's too complicated. What's a sixth of 1,000? I don't know, 1,880 shekels. Right, so it's worth 1,000 shekels. And you only gave him 700 shekels. Right, so then it would be grounds to unravel. That would be a case of them. V'yesh lo alav ona'a, kana, v'yesh lo ona'a. Now, the Gemara is medayak over here, right? Medayak. Kana af agav delo mashach. Even though he didn't grab the kli, he's done money. So the Gemara asks, why, what's the reason for that? It says, the kevan delo kapid kane techi chalifin dami. That's similar to a maseh chalifin. Look at the words carefully. Ki techi chalifin dami. Look at Rashi. Khalifin dami. Rashi became parich vaha ein mat ba nasi khalifin. But what do you mean it's like a khalifin? We said you can't, we've proven now a few moments ago that you can't do an iskat khalifin with money. So it's like khalifin. Now why did it say it's like khalifin? If we've said that you can buy a guy's farm with the lifting up a handkerchief, Is the hanky worth the value of the farm? Clearly not. So the concept of shtut can't apply to iskat chalifin. The very definition of chalifin is that I lift up a handkerchief, it's a token. I don't expect the handkerchief to be, I don't know, a Louis Vuitton handkerchief made from handmade silk that was weaved by 3,000, I don't know, Chinese, and it's there for them in the, of a kind, and it's worth the price of the farm. It's a simple handkerchief that you bought it, I don't know, at Delta. You lift up the handkerchief, you did masa chalifin. That's what he says. It's like chalifin. Since the guy didn't care how much it was worth. But on the other hand, it's got a din of ona'ah. So we've got to understand that as well. Okay. So it says, v'yesh lo alav ona'ah. So what does it mean, the ona'ah? The mechor li ba'elu kamalei. So why is it ona'ah? Because he did say, the mechor li ba'elu kamalei. Look at Rashi. The mechor li ba'elu kamalei. Lashon mimkar v'lashon chalifin. So we've got a bit of a hybrid over here. On the one hand, the guy didn't care how much it was. So therefore, we don't care if it was 800 or 900 or whatever. As long as it's in the realm of a shtut, it'll be a good deal. Because if the thing was worth 1,000 and you gave him 800, what do we say? Shtut was 180. So you should have given him 820, let's say. So let's say that you gave him 850. Doesn't matter that it wasn't exactly 1,000. That would be a good deal, as long as not ona'ah. And, right, and does he Meshicha? But why is there ona'ah? Because you said Mechorli. Okay, that's version number one of Rav Huna. Rav Abba Amar Rav Huna. So that was Rav Abba Amar Rav Huna. Rav Amar Rav Huna. Rav Abba Amar Rav Huna. It's got a different version. He says, Mechorli ba'elu. Same concept. Kana v'ein lo alav ona'ah. And there's no ona'ah. So according to Rav Abba, there's no ona'ah. According to Rav, is ona'ah. So Rav Abba sounds more like a proper iskat chalifin. So now the Gemara says like this: Pshita damim ve'ein makpira lehen ha'kamrinan dekani dekechalifin damu. We understand that when the guy doesn't care how much the money was, so then, and he says this thing over here that he was kone wak like a chalifin. However, there might be machloket or now not or now. There's a difference in Rabba or Rav Abba. But what about a case of chalifin umakpira lehin ma? What if a guy does care how much it would be? Look at Rashi. Chalifin umakpira lehin. Natan lo chavis bechavis betruat chalifin. Liknot kedin kinyan shekonin besudar. Vain makpid lirot sheya suda shave kok. Vaze makpid lirot sheya suda shave kok kach mahu. Here we're not talking any longer about money. Here we're talking about mamash sudar. So we understand that this whole concept over here works like a chalifin because of the type that he said. So that, and we saw that it works. Why? Because the guy didn't care. What if you do care? You're doing iskat chalifin. Now I'm charged. If this, I'm giving you a para for a chamor. Now I'm not prepared to give you my donkey for your cow if your cow is worth more or the same as my donkey. If your cow is, I don't know, a dead cow, it's going to die any day now, it's not worth anything, and my donkey is a nice, strong, fit donkey, I might not want to do it. So Amar Rav Barava Toshma, he says, let's see, we can try and bring a maaser over here, a brighter of a maaser that took place, exactly, and see how people care. Do they care? What's the story? Hareshaya tofes paratov omed. He was standing with his donkey, with his cow in the marketplace. Uba chavero came, man number two of Amarlo, and said to him, parat chalema, what do you want to do with your cow? He said, well, I want my cow. He says, lechamor, I need a donkey. That ain't a cow, I need a donkey. So he says, beautiful, yesh lechamor. She'll tell him, I've got a donkey. So now, and he says, I want a donkey. I'm happy to transfer barter my donkey to you for your cow. So parat chaba kama. Notice, yeah, he never said, okay, here's my cow, take me your donkey. Right? Or here's my donkey, give me your cow. He said, how much do you want for your cow? What do you think your cow is worth? So he says, bekach vechach, gives him a number. He says, you know what? And now the man number one says, chamor chaba kama, how much is your donkey worth? He says, bekach vechach. So now each one told the other what they think a donkey was worth. And now, Mashach Bala Chabra Para, the donkey guy pulls the cow. However, Lois speak Bala Para, Limshoch and Achamor. The donkey, the cow guy who handed over the cow, and the donkey owner already pulled the cow, but now the cow guy hasn't yet had a chance to pull the donkey. Ad Shemet Achamor, boom, at that moment the donkey dies. Right? What does the bride to say? Lo kana bala chamer apara, the transaction doesn't take place. Shma mina chalifin umakpid alehin lo kana. So what does the Gemara want to say over here? Here's a good story. That if you makpid, once they check the prices, well, you do a chalifin without prices, so that's a different story. But once you makpid, we have a simple answer. If you makpid, until each of you have done Meshicha, you don't get the transaction. Because you want, you in other words, you're a makpid. In words, you didn't care, so you got a dead donkey and you got a live cow. Okay? So what do you care? And maybe a dead donkey is also worth something, I don't know. But if you do care, you wanted a cow that was worth, you gave him a cow that was worth X, you expected a donkey that was worth a similar amount. So Rava says no. Rava says, Atu Khalifin Beshuftini Yaskina, the law kapte. So what are you talking about? There's no such thing as people who don't care. We're not dealing with fools. We've seen this a couple of times now in this Pasechta, right? I think it's the second or third time we've seen that concept, Shuftini. Right? What do you think? We're dealing with Shotim. You think we're the idiots over here? People just give away things, they don't care what it is. The world doesn't work that way. Look at Rashi. Atu Rabbi Khalifin Dekra. But Amarab Atu Khalifin Dekra. The Pasuk speaks about Khalifin. But Shufti Askin and the law kappa the dach you shavot katsak dam shitiv by nabla title chilo kenegdo. They don't care, they're gonna get something that's worth a similar value to make them happy to give away what they're giving. Afilu achi kamar kra de kana. And the Pasuk still, the Torah still says kone. Khalifin works. And Khalifin is never a situation where people don't have kapeda. Ella kol chalifin mikpad kapid v'kana. Whenever there's chalifin, it's because people are makpid, and nonetheless it works. So so what's our brighter speaking about? How come in our brighter, in other words, what Rav is telling us is, when you do chalifin, you makpid. But still, when one of them does the meshicha, it's a done deal. And you checked beforehand what the prices were. It wasn't that you didn't check the prices, but you always check. Right? So v'hachav baskas, yeah, this brighter is a specific situation over here, the story over here. We haven't got the full picture. When he said, I've got a donkey, a chamor, my chamor is expensive chamor, I'll give it to you for a para and a tale. And then he did mashachir a para. The guy took the para, v'adayin lo mashachir a tale. So the guy hadn't yet done a proper mashicha. He was buying a cow and a calf for the donkey. He only done mashicha on the cow, not on the calf. That wasn't called the proper Mashiach. And that's why once the donkey died, the donkey, the guy who was buying the cow, who was buying the cow and the calf for a donkey, the donkey guy who never got the donkey died said, no, you're not taking it. And why could he unravel the deal? Because he had a Mashiach on the cow. He had a Mashiach on the calf. So it was if he hadn't done Mashiach properly, because Mashiach was to do Mashiach on the whole deal. And the package was a cow and a calf. And he had a Mashiach on the cow. He hadn't actually done Mashiach yet. If he had, in other words, what the Gemara is telling us, if he had done Mashiach, with each in one hand, he pulled the cow and the calf like this together, or if the calf, let's say, was tied to the cow, and when he did Mashiach on the cow, the calf came with it, he would have been able to unravel that deal, even though the donkey had died. Okay, so that is that. That's not only the case of money, but more the case of Mashiach. So Amar Mar. You saw there, we're quoting that brighter. Now we take Amar Mar as an extra from the brighter. Mecholi ba'elu kana. Once he says, sell me with these, he shows him money in his hand, he's acquired it. V'yesh lo lav ona'a. And there is ona'a. He's got a case over there of ona'a. Right? So, I see my Gemara over here that I wrote here from the last time we learned this, which was 7.5 years ago. I'm quoting a Chazon Ish over here that says, when you do an Iskat Chalifin, you have to have Gemirat Da'at. Okay? In other words, if there's a pikpuk, Peshovi, Ein Mamash Gemirat Da'at. I don't know if it might be a note written in the article somewhere, I don't know where I saw it, but it's written here in my handwriting, that the Chazon Ish says the whole concept of Chalifin is that there has to be Gemirut Da'at. You have to go into Chalifin with your eyes wide open. And if you've got certain doubts about what's going on, it's going to affect the Chalifin. Okay, so that's also very important. So look at our case over here.
I would have thought that Ona'a only applies to the seller, not to the buyer.
No, Mefurash Rashi, by the way. I might have skipped it out, but there's a Rashi that says it straight out, that Ona'a is even if the buyer knows that he's getting an unbelievable deal over here, that's grounds for a mekach taut. So if the seller's overcharged,
that's probably quite relevant for Pesach, because no one really intends to get rid of their whiskey or their hummus.
Well, you're going into murky waters. I don't want to go there. The whole idea of Mechirat Pesach, chometz. Okay, let's not. It's too expensive to have a discussion like that.
It must have been Ashkenazi.
But we're getting completely sidetracked. We've got a long duff to do. So let's stick to okay. So Lema Sav Rav Huna. So now the Gemara is Amar Macholi Bele Kone VeYesh Lo Alav Ona. So now the Gemara said Lema Sav Rav Huna. This was Rav Huna. So it wasn't the first version of Rav Huna. It was Rabba, the name of Rav Huna, who says that. That there is ona'a, right? So Sav Rav Huna Matbea Naseh, the Gemara says, can we say that Rav Huna says of the opinion that Matbea Naseh Chalifin? Right, look at Rashi over here. Lamek Sav Rav Huna, Daha Yahav Taima Lemilte Mishum de Kechalifin Damu. Remember, Rav Huna explained, why did we say over here, look at the very beginning of the Amud, Kana Afagav Delo Mashach, why Kevin the Lord Kapit Kana the key Khalifin dam? Because like Khalifin. So maybe it must well have been like Khalifin. There's money involved. So is Rabbi telling Rav Huna telling us that you can do Khalifin with money? He said, no. Rav Huna really savala Rabbi Yochanan. And we spoke about this before we started recording this year. Rav Huna holds Rabbi Yochanan. We see this Rabbi Yochanan now a couple of times. Okay, we saw it already on Daf Mem Vav yesterday's Daf, and I think we've seen before as well. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Davar Torah ma'od konot." That ready in a Torah, you can't coin it with money. Why do we say that we can't use money after the Meshicha? It's because right? Because we worried about if you come and buy something from somebody and you actually take ownership of it, don't take possession of it, and you leave it in his warehouse, and you say, "I'll come back in a few weeks when I get back, but I paid you for it." Now there's a fire; the guy's not going to care so much because it's yours, so it burnt down. I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but he might be busy saving his own things first, right? And leave yours for the lost. So therefore, we said that milta de shchicha gazu berabanan, in a normal course of events, the words, this is what Rav Huna is saying, that even Rabbi Yochanan who said that the gzeira of meshicha, that only made a gzeira in regular common transactions. Iskot Khalifin, already in the time of Chazal, wasn't a common transaction. And Milta de lo shchicha lo gazu berabanan. So in other words, in Khalifin, you could do a Meshicha. You never had to do a Meshicha. You could actually use money. So Amalei Maravuna Bereid Ravana Meravashi Atunach. You learned it like that, right? You learned that. Rashi is Ledravuna. The Mesap Kelechu Isavalei Matbea Nasi Khalifin Imlav V'Dachitu Dachui Ba'ama. Says you weren't sure. He just gave a Dachia by saying no. Ravuna holds like Rabbi Yochanan. But you never actually gave me proper proof. Does Rav Huna say that you can use money for Khalifin or not? He says Anan. Right. So it says Rav Huna says Rav Huna Rav Nachman says Rav Ashi. We look at Rashi says Anan behedya matitin Rav Huna behedya enech Rabbanan tleel v'chenam Rav Huna v'lo mesapkelan hachemini devar etam mishum esfila Rabbi Yochananu. So Anan hachim matitin. Now we say like this v'chein am Rav Huna ein matbea nase chalifin. Now when he says v'chein, look at the Rashi. He says amen vav amud aleph. Now we had a list of Mem Vav Amud Aleph. You go there quickly, you'll see. Right in the middle of the Amud, we were discussing about do we or don't we do Matbea Nase Khalifin. We said, V'chein Amar Ula, Ein Matbea Nase Khalifin. V'chein Amar Rav Asi, Ein Matbea Nase Khalifin. V'chein Amar Rav Bar Bachan, Amar Biochel, Ein Matbea Nase Khalifin. He says, we add Rav Huna to that list. We aren't Mapukpak. You said, nah, does he really? No, obviously he can't because he holds like Biochelan. Biochelan says, really, money is Kone. We don't money Kone because Xaira. And the Xaira is only in a normal type of deal, but not in a Khalifin type of deal. So maybe money would, money would, blah, 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 babbling. Says, we don't have babbling. We say straight out, does Rav Huna say yes or no? No, Rav Huna is part of that list. There was Ula there was Rav Asi there was Rav Yochanan there, there's also Rav Huna. Okay, so that's what he says over there. The answer is straight out when we ask the question, does Rav Huna say, can we do Khalifin with money? The answer is no. So now comes the question in the Masih Khalifin we spoke about with Boaz. Right? Bama Konin. Look at Rashi. We do this Masih Khalifin. Rashi said, shalaf ishtalo, that they took of his shoe. Me shalaf v'natan. Who's the one? So I asked the question, was it Boaz or was it the Goel? My father says, maybe it was Boaz taking off the Goel's shoe or the Goel taking off Boaz's shoe. So you want to confuse it even more? I don't know if it's that, if we can get that confusing, but let's see. So Rav Amar Bekalav Shalkone. Rav says it's the Kone, and it seems like we... I'll read you the Pasuk. Had it open yet? Yeah. 1 second.
Chalitza is when you take off somebody else's shoe.
Right, that's what I said. Remember, I said to my father, I said, I don't think that we were discussing a world of chalitza. That was what I said. That's exactly what I answered him. So I don't think we're talking about in a world of chalitza.
Don't assume.
Right, but here it is. The Pasuk says... Vagam etruta movia... Here, it says like this, Vayomer ha-goel le-Boaz, the goel says to Boaz, Kenei lach, you do the, you buy. And then it says, Vayishlof na'alo, he took off his shoe. So to me, it seems clear that he took off his own shoe, by the way, but maybe not. But it doesn't say Vayishlof na'alav. It doesn't say the other guy's shoe, it says, Vayishlof, I think maybe. It says Vayishlof na'alo. Right? What do you say, Robert? Doesn't what? It doesn't say what? I can't hear you.
Yachlot. Halitza.
It doesn't say vayachlot. No, vayishlof.
Right, I'm saying.
Vayishlof, vayishlof, right, vayishlof. Lishlof na'alayim, right? It also is like a way of saying lachlot.
If halitza is the word used when you take off somebody else's shoe, then...
Although in Hebrew we say when you take off your own shoes, we use the term lachlot na'alav. Chalitzat na'alayim is the term you take give you. We don't exactly shlof na'alav. That they
maybe
use
he was maybe he's wearing sandals. No, seriously. Chalitza is normally when you've got laces.
Eh. We saw when the guy came and spoke to us about it when we did the siyum for Gittin. But
laces,
that was the type of shoe that they wore. The shoe that they wore were shoes that had laces. I'm pretty sure that Boaz is... I'm almost sure. I mean, I wasn't there. But if I'm pretty sure that Boaz's shoe also had laces. And the Torah calls it a na'al. I don't think it was a slip-on, a Gucci slip-on shoe.
Would have had laces as well, or straps.
Right, I don't think it was a slip-on shoe. It was a, I'm pretty sure it was a slip-on sandal. Okay. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it was. So Rav Amar kone. So Rav Amar bekelav shel kone. Use the kone's keli. Right, this is all the Gemara Masechi Kiddushin. Right? And the nichele le kone, why would that be the case? The nichele le kone, the lave makne kone. The kone is, it suits him that the seller, right, lave makne kone, the nichele le kone, the lave makne kone, that the makne, look at Rashi, the lave makne kone et akli, that the seller acquires the kli, why? Ki hei de ligmar ve lakni le, so that he will want to give him his, whatever, I'm getting your from the seller, from the buyer something, and now you're going to give me something. Right? That just seems logical. But Levi says, no. Levi amar bekelav shel makne. Levi says, no, we use the sellers. We see this just now. Amar Rav Huna mid a sikra de Rava. We quote it because later on, Rav Huna from sikra says to Rava, ule Levi amar bekelav shel makne. He has a kashya on Levi. So we see that Levi says that it's the maknes. Now what's Rav Huna's of Sikra's kashya to Rav about Levi? Because he says, he asks a kashya according to Levi who says that it's the kli of the makne. So the guy who's selling the farm is also the one using his kli. So he's giving you his kli and the kone is taking the kli according to Levi on the makne, correct? And what's he getting with the kli? So he's picking up his handkerchief and the seller, I own my farm. And yeah, Michael wants to buy my farm from me. So I'm giving Michael my handkerchief. And as he does the mashiach on the handkerchief, what's he getting with the handkerchief? A farm. And what's the problem with that? Let's just finish my questions afterward. There. Let's just finish the story yet, right? Right? You're now buying the land on the back of the handkerchief. So he says, if that's the case, imkein habulei nechasim sheyesh lemachrayut veniknin im nechasim shelemachrayut. You now suddenly buying karka, which is land with achrayut, on the back of land with achrayut. V'anan ipchetnan. And what do we always say? We learned this in Kiddushin as well. What do we say? We say that, and we had it the other day, right? Remember we were discussing the case of whether you can makne money to somebody. Remember we said, can you makne money? Remember we said that? We said we had the case of the Maaseh Sheni money. So the guy was standing by his goren and he wanted to mechalel the Maaseh Sheni on to make, didn't want to pay the chomesh. So what did he do? What did we say he did? He gave the Maaseh Sheni to his friend, right? And what do we say would have been a better situation? A better situation would have been to have given the friend the money and let the friend buy the Maaseh Sheni produce from him, correct? We said, why didn't he do that? Because he never had the money. So we said, well, why didn't he makne him the money and he's in his house where it was? So we said, no, he never had a handkerchief. Oh, why didn't he do it then on his doorpost? And we could have done an iskat, what we called agav. Remember, you bought the money, you bought the metaltelin, agav karka. Here we've got karka, agav metaltelin. Doesn't work. It's always karka, agav, it's always metaltelin, agav karka. Are you with me? So he says, if Levi's doing that, yeah, then we go the other way around. So we see that Rav says it's clearly the cornes. Levi seems from the kasha that Ravuna asked on Rava, Levi says it's the maknes. So just an aside over here, right? So that was Rava made the sikra, right? The Ravuna from the sikra asked Rava. Rava replied to him. Rava came to the defense of Levi and said, Amarle, if Levi was here, have a mapik la apach pulsa de nura. I don't know what that means, but he'd respond very aggressively. Okay, use a pulsa de nura today is used like in the curses, the Kabbalistic curses. But pulsa de nura means like a flame. He'd rebuke you. I don't know how that translates in English. Rashi says over here, pulsa de nura nitzotzot shel or, sparks of light, shein agulot which are around, ke pulsa de nura kamen, as simon pulsa around, v'lashon shamta, put you in chayrim, kamale, shechashar to bazo, that you choshed by him. In other words, he'd react very aggressively. So now the Gemara says, yeah, mi savar glimmer makne le. You think he's actually giving him the glimmer? He's not giving him the glimmer. He's defending Levi now, rather. He says, not that he's giving him the glimmer. On the glimmer, he's getting the farm, and it's a agav, kone agav, etc. Bahi hana'a. Remember, we saw this in Kiddushin as well, if you remember. In Kiddushin, remember at the very beginning of Kiddushin, we learned that if a woman gives a gift to an important person, anybody remember this Gemara? I don't think you remember. I'm busy learning Hilchot Kiddushin now, so for me it's fresh in my mind. But at the beginning of Masechet Kiddushin, if a woman gives a gift to a very important person, and he accepts the gift from her, and she's so honored by the fact that he accepted the gift from her, we can almost attribute a value of a pruta excitement that he accepted the gift from her, that he can marry her with the fact that he accepted the gift from her. Remember that? Mm-hmm. So that's what's happening over here. He says the kamakabel mina gamar v'akni le. That's what Levi's telling us. The fact that you were prepared to accept that sudar from him, with the value of that he got from you accepting the sudar. In the response, that's what he's getting to give you the Maaseh Chalifin. So there's an agav kinyan over here. Okay. He says, and that's a kemachlokhet hanayim. Vezot lifnim b'yishrael alayim. And the Gemara says a pasuk over here. There's this a long pasuk over here from Rut. He says, vezot lifnim b'yishrael ala geula v'ala tmura, for the redemption on the response, the return value, lekayem kol davar, to establish everything, shalaf ish na'alo, he takes off his shoe, v'natan ra'en, he gives it to his friend, v'zota tuda b'shalom, this is a tuda, this is like the certificate for Israel, this is, by the way, in this pasuk of here, it seems pretty straightforward, that shalaf ish na'alo, v'natan ra'en, he takes off his shoe and gives it to his friend. Okay, we're still not sure who's giving it to who, but anyhow. So he says, yeah, and now the pasuk goes, and the Gemara discusses, so Dad, you want to ask a question? I don't need to, what do you want to say?
No, because if we were trying to bring a proof earlier on from Ona'a. But I'm Ona'a Bakarka, and now we're talking about Karka.
Why are we talking about Karka? We're talking about Ona'a, that was with regards to the metaltelin.
But that
Iskat Khalifin there was talking about money for metaltelin. We weren't discussing karka. They're two different things altogether. There we're discussing karka, metaltelin. Here we're talking about Iskat Khalifin. And they're different things. It's not the same brighter. They're not related. That was, he said, when a guy says to you, hold up, he has the money in my hand, mechorli but kesef there. And the question was, are you makpid or are you makpid? There was no karka involved. Okay? So he says, Knav, zot lifnim yishal al gula, ala tmura, ala kem kol davar, shlaf yishnalu. That's a gula, zu mechira. That's a straightforward transaction. V'chein omer, lo yigael. Lo yigael means you can't buy, you can't sell. Tmura, zo chalifin. Tmura is one for the other. V'chein omer, lo yachlifenu, v'lo yamir oto. You can't exchange it, you can't convert it. Lekayem kol davar, l'shalaf yishnalu, al tereyu. Mi datan lemi, who gave to who? So the Gemara wants to say, Boaz, Natan the Goel. Boaz took off his shoe, gave it to the Goel. So Boaz, yeah, was the Kone, and the Goel was the seller. And so how do we know it's Machlokes Tanaim? Because that's Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, no. Goel, Natan the Boaz. Okay, so Machlokes Tanaim. Who did to who? Not so straightforward. So the Gemara discusses this by Tana, Konin, Bekliyaf, Bisha, and Bosho, Eputta. Now, a different subject altogether. Now we're done with that. Okay, so basically, we see it's a machloket Tanai, we're not sure it is, although we know the klal, right? We've got a machloket Rav Ulevi. Halacha is normally like Levi? I think like Rav. No, Robert, come on, man. Rav is a heavyweight. Rav's up there with Rabbi Yochanan. Anybody got a Steve? You got a list? Have you got a thing there? I'm pretty sure that Rav Ulevi halacha is like Rav. Now, let me see if I can read my book. Rav Ulevi. Rav Ulevi. I'm almost sure it's Rav. And I think it's Rav. Even though Rav came first, I know why you're thinking that. Rav Alacha Kerav Beisure Bechol Ashas. Bar Mihane Klat, except for three examples. It's Masechet Shabbos. Rav Kerat. No. I think they look like Rav. I think Aloch is like Rav. Even though this is not a case of Yisur, this is a case of this is not Yisurim. Rav Amar Bekli Shal Konana. But look, the Aloch here any has on Dalet. The Dalet is on Rav. So I would venture to say Aloch is like Rav, and therefore it's the Kon. And that's how Rashi explained in the previous sugyas. I think we can rely on that. Okay, the Gemara has we're running very. My God. Wow, we're running very, very late. Okay, let's move. Tana. Konim Bekli Av Misha Ebo Shal Putta. The Gemara says now, when it comes to doing a Kli, you can use a kli for a chalifin, even the kli with the shariputa. Right? That's what the brighter says. And Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, "Lo shanu kli." Rav Nachman says, "That's only if it's a kli, not a stam metalti." But bepire, stam lo. That's something we spoke about. But Rashi says, "Afidu bepirot." So when says my time, Rav Nachman, what Rav Nachman says, "Amar kara naalo naala imidachilo." He says, "No, it's a kli." So my time, so what's Rav Shashi also knows that a na is a kli. How come he says a shoe, you can use anything? Amar kara lekayem kol davar. Pasi lekayem kol davar. Bechol davar. With whatever you want. She wants to do Rav Nachman. Ami akativ lekayem kol davar. How does Rav Nachman deal with that? He says, who lekayem kol davar? The nickname b'minal. He says, no, you can, that lekol davar. I mean, you can buy anything in the world with a kli. So now Rav Shashi, nami akativ na'alo. It says na'alo. So how come he says kol davar? Amar lekayem kol davar. Ma na'alo, na'alo. Davar ha-misuyam. Anything specific. Kol davar misuyam. What does it mean? Lafuke chatzirim, like a half a pomegranate, or chatzir half a nat delo, which you wouldn't be able to use. So that's Amar Rav Sheshet, Brad Rav Idi, Kaman Kativna. Now Rav Sheshet Brad asked a question. Today, nowadays, okay, I don't think I've never seen this before, but there is some, seems to be a star chalifin. When you do an iskat chalifin, the Chacham would write a star that there was a chalifin was done. So he says nowadays, today, Haidna. When you write the star chalifin, we write into the star, b'mane de kashe lemakni abay. We say with a kli that's kosher to do the acquisition. So he says, where's this wording come from? He says, b'mane lafak rasheshit. Paskin akrav Nachman. It has to be a proper kli. It has to be a mane, not just Tamar konin b'peirut. Right? Because Rav Sheshit, you can call it peirut. We don't use it. Paskin akrav Nachman. The kasher lafuka mi de Shmuel. To exclude what Shmuel did. Tamar Shmuel says, Konin bim roka. What's a roka? Rashi says, yeah, kli asui miglalei bakar. Even kli which we made out of the dung of an animal. So you can't use that. And then lafuke mid levi. Right? And then we use the word lemakanya. Says lafuke mid levi, the amar beklisho makne. Kamashwalan lemiknia velo laknuye. Says therefore it's the kones and not the sillas. A bit of a difficult word there, but that's how it's explained. Right, liknuya, and then what's the word bay? Why do you say bay? Rav Papa says, Lebute matbaya. He said, you can't do chalifin with money. Rav Zvid Vitam Rav Ashi says, no, Lemute Isur Hana. You can't use something which you got, like, for example, I've written here, I don't know where I got this from, but I wrote this last time we learned this Masechta. Asherah, for example. Like an Asherah is a tree that's got from a city that's full of Avodah Zorah. You've got to burn it down. So, you know, Lulav Asherah hasn't got a shiur. You can't get any Hana from it. So, you couldn't use that, for example. That's the first version. I mean, another version is that, what's that bay for? In that we said, the Makni a bay. And Rav Papa, Lemute Mat Bay, you can't use a coin. The Kasher, Rav Zvid, Vitam Rav Ashi, Lemute Isur Hana. About Morika, we don't even need, according to that second version, someone, a limud telling me Morocco is something made out of dung. Because it's pashut that that's, you know, Rashi, there's a Rabbanu Hanan over here, who he says, late lay bay mashasha. It's got no standing, a clear of dung, something like that, you even want to do it. Okay, now we go to the Mishnah, quick to try and move up. The Mishnah said over there, Asimon, Korneta Matbeya. So the question is, an Asimon, we all know what Asimon is, like a coin without a face on it. But the Gemara says, Mayas, what is an Asimon? So I'm a Rav, Rav said Masim, and look what Rav says, quite interesting. He says, Ma'ot anitanot besiman lebeit ha-merchatz. Rav Tukam el-Hanan says over here like this. He says, what's a Masimon? I'm a Rav Ma'ot anitanot besiman lebeit ha-merchatz. Perush. Ma'ot yeduot she-rashum behen shayim ba'lehen. So it's like a token that's got your name on it. Like you're a member of a country club, right? You've got a membership card. V'chol eit she-ikanesh le-merchatz. You arrive there, noten le-balan achat. You give them, you give the bathhouse keeper. Right? Remember, the balanit. But you go to the mikveh, the woman there is called the balanit. The man who runs the bath is called the balan. Okay, so you give it to him. So he knows how many times you've used it. And he clips your card, whatever the case is. And he sees how many times you are there. It's such a coupon that he keeps, you know, Rashi says it to know how people are in there, to know how much water to heat up. Okay, so some sort of a token. That's what he said. The Gemara's a kashi on that. Meitivei. We now, we here, what's an asimon? This token used for the bathhouse. So now the Gemara says, it can't be, because look at this bright. There's a bright that you have from Masya Shani. It's like, there's ein mechalin Masya Shani. You can't mechali al the Masya Shani man, you're an asimon. And neither, the al ma'ot etu al mesima in the Bet HaMerchatz. And neither on a token you'd use in the Bet HaMerchatz. So what does that seem to imply? That an asimon is different to the token used in the Bet HaMerchatz. They're two different things. Michlal says the Gemara asimon, lab ma'ot etu al mesima in the Bet HaMerchatz. So the Gemara says, now the chi taima, and maybe we haven't said for a long time, right? So I've got to say this, you know that. What's the chi taima? We're going to present an answer, but it's not an answer, we're going to knock it out. So the chi taima perusha kevish, maybe it's only perush, maybe the bright is saying, ein mechali ma'asha shen al asimon, and ma'ot etu al mesima in the Bet HaMerchatz. Which is what it is. God says, no, it can't be. Why? We can't say, why? Because we've got a Mechalin Master Shalom and Simon, the Rabbi Yodusa. Because Rabbi Yodusa says in a brighter, we've got a brighter that says that Rabbi Simon says, that Rabbi Yodusa says, you can Mechalin Master Shalom and Simon, the Chachamim Ramim and Mechalin. But Rabbi Chachamim says, you can't. However, both agree, Rabbi Yodusa and Chachamim, She'ain Mechalin Amaot Hanitanot Besimon Ibn Amerchatz. So we see there's another machloket Tanaim where they both agree that you can't use that, but once you can use an asimon, so they can't be the same thing. And Rabbi Yochanan said, what's an asimon? My asimon, pulsa. That was the Rashi we saw earlier. We said pulsa denura, which says he's round. Because an asimon means pulsa is the word. Now we see pulsa means round. There's a Rashi over here, pulsa agol shel eitz, like a round thing of wood. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Dos, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Devar Echad. Rabbi Dos, Rabbi Shmuel said the same thing. In other words, it's a round pulsa, meaning just a stamp without a coin without a stamp. Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Dosa that we saw a moment ago, Rabbi Dosa said, right, Masya Shain la Simon, meaning without a face. Had Amrit, Rabbi Shmuel, Mahi, what Rabbi Shmuel, I say, quite a bit, you have a tzarta, kesvi adecha, with Masya Shain, you're going to put them in your hand, Rabot, call the var, and it's anything holding your hand, Rabbi Shmuel. In other words, anything that you can put in your hand, Rabbi, kiv omer, Rabot, call the var, sheshed of tzura. So he says, Ma'okhid Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akira, Rabbi Kiva says, have to have a tzura, have to have a shape on it, a face on it. He says, Rabbi Shmuel, does it need a face on it? So Rabbi says, Kate, son, how would this work? No, so that's the end of that. Now, in the Mishnah we said there, Kate, son, this whole Mashiach story, how did it work? Mashiach in a payroll, we're not telling him, the guy pulled the money, but didn't actually pay the money. He pulled the coin, the fruits, but actually had hand over the money. Ain't no Yacholach, so he can't change his mind. So Rabbi Yochanan, here Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, Rabbi Yochanan says, ready, in our Torah, not a problem, could work. We may not amru Mashiach HaKohen, how come we said you have to do Mashiach? Same idea, because I said, Yom HaLo, Nisru Chetich HaBadea, that your stuff might burn down in the guy's storeroom. So the Gemara said, I don't understand. Sof, who's going to pay if there was damages? Man deshadet liquor by Nishlumet. The guy who caused the damages, there's insurance. What do we care, Rabbi Yochanan? that the whole reason you say we do Mashiach is in case I bought wheat from a guy, I left it in his storeroom, and he's not going to save it, but he's got insurance. The insurance are going to pay. He'll claim from the insurance, and I'll get compensated. What do we care? It says, Ella, the word seems to say, you're right, Ella, Gzera Shema Tipol Dika Bonis. Not covered by insurance for our purposes. Right? If it's in his reshut, in the owner's, in the seller's reshut, he'll make real, go to real pains. V'tachuman, save it for you. If you put it, if it's not his reshut, if it is considered your reshut, the buyer's, lo masanafshay v'tachumatzil. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says no. I'm a sheikh of the Foresh Minatorah. He says you can't say Rabbi Yochanan that it's a gzeira. It's in the Torah the idea of Mashiach. So the Gemara says, "My time is Lakish." Amar Kra, v'chi timkaru mimkar lamitecha. The pasuk over there says, "V'chi timkaru mimkar lamitecha." When you sell something to your friend, or kano miyad amitecha, or you buy from the hand of your friend, right? Davar hanikna miyad liyad. It's a transactional exchange, going from hand to hand. It's an actual meshicha. Shani Rabbi Yochanan never knew that. She says, "No, miyad means limited karka. Anything that excludes karka." Delayed by ona. There's your question, your answer there. Karka ain't by ona. He says it over there, right? So Rish Lakish knew, what is he learning from? He says, "Im kari tov kra, v'chitim kru mim kar, miyad amidecha, al tonu, o kona lameli." Why did the word kona? He says, "Shvamina le meshicha." Shani Rabbi Yochanan, o kano, what does he use that word o kano for? Because Rish Lakish knew a meshicha. He says, "Mavid lemi, bai leke le tanya." You know what? We'll carry on this right to tomorrow. I think we went...